Washington National Opera bows out of 55-year residency at Kennedy Center after Trump takeover. By Simon Kent on January 13, 2026. The Washington National Opera, WNO, is taking its final bow and leaving the Trump Kennedy Center in what one WNO director called the takeover of the institution by President Donald Trump. Today, the Washington National Opera announced its decision to seek an amicable early termination of its affiliation agreement with the Kennedy Center and resume operations as a fully independent nonprofit entity, the opera said in a statement to the New York Times. The company said its board of trustees voted to move all its upcoming performances out of the center's 2,364-seat opera house. They intend to find new locations in Washington, D.C., but no leases have yet been signed. A separate website is now operating to confirm the departure. As Breitbart News reported, Trump took over operations of the Kennedy Center and appointed himself the chairman of the storied theater last February. Related, I was very honored by it, Trump reacts to the newly renamed Trump Kennedy Center. The renaming of the facility the Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts soon followed. In December, the Trump Kennedy Center board unanimously voted to add the president's name to the edifice, angering left-wingers. Several artists have since canceled their Trump Kennedy Center performances in response to the president's move. In March, Hamilton producer Jeffrey Seller said in a social media post that our show simply cannot, in conscience, participate and be a part of this new culture that is being imposed on the Kennedy Center. Actor and producer Issa Rae, Grammy-winning musician Rhiannon Giddens, Peter Wolf and rock band Low Cut Connie all called off Kennedy Center performances, too. Francesca Zambello, WNO's artistic director, flagged back in November that WNO departure was a possibility as a result of the takeover of the center by Donald Trump. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.